And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the future. Each of my guests is talking about the future of something, the future of teaching in the classroom, the future of innovation, and the future of radio. My first guest is a high school physics teacher who embraces technology inside and outside the classroom. We discuss the future of technology in the classroom. My second guest looked at the creative process in companies ranging from Amazon to Pixar. He's discovered that the linear problem solving and the fear of failure most of us have been conditioned to embrace actively thwarts creativity. He showed us how to make little bets to generate breakthrough ideas. My next guest began her radio career by challenging the irascible Joe Pyne as a call-in guest at the tender age of 7. She's gone on to become one of the radio industry's top consultants and personalities. We'll discuss the future of radio with her. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Valerie Geller is the president of Geller Media International, a broadcast consulting firm working with news, talk, information, and personality program for radio, television throughout the world. She is the author of 4 books about radio. Her most recent title, Beyond Powerful Radio, A Communicator's Guide to the Internet Age, just came out this month. Valerie is the recipient of the Conclave's prestigious 2010 Rockwell Award for Lifetime Achievement in Radio. For the past several years, she's been named by Radio Inc. magazine as one of the 50 most influential women in radio. Valerie is also a guest featured at several universities throughout the world, including Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism and New York University in New York City. In 1988, Valerie helped launch the talk format of KFI right here in Los Angeles. In 1990, she programmed one of America's premier talk radio stations, WABC in New York City. Geller Media International is based in New York, but Valerie is joining us from Hollywood, where she's preparing for the Worldwide Radio Summit. Welcome to the show, Valerie. How are you today?
Thank you. Bill, I really appreciate your having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure to have a thought leader such as yourself come on the show. And this is really a changing time for radio. The Internet is changing radio through things like podcasting, social media, streaming audio. What is the future of radio as you see it? And in particular, what's the future of talk radio?
What is really exciting about being alive in this day and age and being a broadcaster in this day and age is that there is so much more available. You know, it's not like you just can turn on an AM or an FM radio and hear personalities and content and music as well. You can really get it off the internet now, and you can download, and we really are in a digital world. That's what's different. The other thing that's different is because there's so much choice, people can narrow cast as well as broadcast. So, you know, if you have an overweight aging cat, there's a radio show for you. You know what I mean? It's so specific now. And that's one of the good things about what's been happening is that there's been some fragmentation due to online. And I noticed I live in New York City, and one of my colleagues is a big fan of show tunes. And there's a radio station he listens to online that comes out of Warsaw, Poland, that has nothing but show tunes from Broadway. So whatever your interests are, you can find a radio station either on air or online that will cover that. And you'll find personalities that you'll be able to connect with.
Well, now, Valerie, as these audiences get more and more of what they want in this narrowcasting, as you call it, and the audiences become more and more fractured, what is that going to mean for broadcast radio and also for the advertisers who support broadcast radio?
Well, and this is something that's really interesting. I think there's a lot of, you talked earlier on your program today with somebody who was talking about fear, holding back innovation, holding back change. Change is not a thing to be afraid of. And what's happening in radio is that there's more available, and so theoretically more people can come in and participate because there's more for everyone. I can remember I helped a friend of mine clean out her elderly aunt's house after her aunt had passed away. And this was a woman who never threw out a magazine. You could only imagine. We went in black garbage bags and, you know, just, you know, dressed in our worst sweatpants, and we were just ready to throw stuff out. She had 9 rooms of nothing but magazines and newspapers and everything piled up in books and records. And the room that I was cleaning out had an awful lot of magazines about Hollywood and the movie industry. And one of the magazines was actually, I forgot it, maybe it was a Hollywood Reporter or a Variety, but it was from 1950. So 61 years ago, an article had been written, what's going to happen to the movie industry with this new thing called television that's coming in? If everybody can watch it for free on television, who will ever pay money to go into a theater and see a movie? And this was written, you know, it was a really heavy thought piece done by somebody who worked as an executive in the film industry who was very afraid that once all the movies went on TV for free, that would lose the whole business. And what actually happened with television coming in with the film industry, not only did newspapers continue to thrive, not only did radio continue to thrive, not only did film continue to thrive, but television just came on board as an addition. And then movies fragmented. Television began doing the live stuff that it did really well, and it began doing theater pieces that it could do really well. And television went small and intimate with soap operas and deep stories, and movies went big with explosions and nuclear blasts, and, you know, it just went big, big, big show. So they fragmented, and each one did what it did best. And I think that there's room for narrowcasting and for broadcasting. And the three rules about powerful radio, and all four of the books I've written, including this latest one, Beyond Powerful Radio, it's based on the essence of being a powerful communicator and a powerful storyteller. And if you tell the truth, you make it matter, and you're never boring, you will always have an audience, no matter the medium. So now it's not just about radio anymore. It's about, are you a powerful communicator? Are you a good storyteller? Does what you have to say have meaning and focus? Are you a personality that people want to spend time with? Do you have a sense of humor? Are you smart? Do you have original thought? Do you speak well? You know, are you somebody people want to be able to check in with every day? And in fact, what we're doing now is working very deeply with communicators and personalities. And the methods for powerful personalities actually cross many, many lines, and they have to do with anybody who speaks in front of an audience or wants to grow an audience. So if you're teaching school, you can use some of the techniques that are in powerful radio, including focus, engage, opinion, position, storytelling, which is a model that we work with and teach, and that's pretty detailed in the book. So if you're a lawyer and you have to convince a jury, or you're a priest, minister, or rabbi, and you're standing up in front of a congregation and you want to really get your message across, or whether you're doing a radio show and you're just trying to engage an audience, it's really the same essence of just being a powerful storyteller and a powerful communicator. So the books are very much like cookbooks, and the medium doesn't matter. It's the message.
It is all about the message. We're talking to Valerie Geller, everybody, and she is the author of the book Beyond Powerful Radio, A Communicator's Guide to the Internet Age. And Valerie, I wanted to talk to you about this blurring of the lines maybe between the media that you were talking about, and I'm going to use an example here from Southern California. Chick Hearn, who pioneered the simulcast, both radio and TV featuring the same audio feed. So whether you're listening to it on the radio or watching it on TV, it was the same Chick Hearn feed. In what ways can talk radio learn from the simulcast methodology that Chick Hearn helped pioneer here in Southern California?
Okay, well, let's talk about sports particularly, and we have to digress to talk a little bit about some of the different ways that men and women take in information. Men, this is going to come as a big surprise, I'm sure, but men are visual. They're visual with everything. So, and in fact, the MRI studies with brain science have even shown that when a man is given a picture or a visual cue, the learning centers in the brain light up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And because men are so visual, sportcasters who've traditionally been men, although there's quite a few great women who do sportscasting, but traditionally the sportcasters who were men talking to men. So there was a tremendous amount of visual description, even in the audio only, without the actual picture. So there might have been, you know, no action on the field, but, you know, every blade of grass was being described. And guys could close their eyes and imagine the game, even if they weren't looking at it. And that's the power of radio. So if you are going to simulcast, one of the things that's important, if you're broadcasting to a predominantly male audience, is to make sure the visuals are in place. And sport is the easiest place to do that. Pretty much with women like the visual, but they don't need it the same way that men do. What women really need is the emotive. They need to feel the story or feel the excitement or feel connected to the characters, with characters we care about, winning and losing and the human element. So if you can have the visual component and the emotive component and the story is relevant and it's made interesting through the storytelling and by the presenter of it, it can work on either video or audio. It doesn't matter.
All right. And so as a tool, a lot of people like Howard Stern is simulcasting the video portion of his show as well.
And everybody says Howard is so much better on radio than he is on TV. I've never heard anybody say he's better on TV than he is on radio.
And there you go.
He's really a radio guy, and they put a camera on him. But when you listen to Howard on the radio, you hear it very differently than when you watch him on television. It goes in deeper. Radio is really Howard's medium.
And that's it, directly from Valerie Geller. Beyond Powerful Radio is her latest voice. And Valerie, you have such an interesting story. I want to go back to, as you put it, your start in radio. You cut your teeth sparring with Joe Pyne as a 7-year-old girl. So for my audience who may not be old enough to remember, who is Joe Pyne? What made him a pioneer in talk radio?
Well, he was one of the first guys, no holds barred. You know, he was a smoker. He was irreverent. He said whatever he thought. He was a little bit rude. When I was little, you know, I grew up here in Los Angeles, and I grew up in a very polite family, and I really had never heard a grown-up talk like that before. And so when he did a show one night about how children should be seen and not heard, and you should never take them to a restaurant because they make too much noise, it really upset me as a little kid, because I felt like when you're little, you know, you're told what to do, and your parents are, you know, your friends are chosen for you. You're told when to go to school or when to go to church or when to eat dinner and when to go out and play and when to go to bed. And really the only thing you can do as a little kid to have freedom at that time was make noise. And I felt it was very wrong of him to tell kids not to make noise. So I gave him a piece of my mind. I called up the show and said that. And he said, "Kid, you can call my show anytime." And that is what happened.
High praise indeed. Now, let's extrapolate this out to your new career as a consultant into the media. In what way do today's talk show hosts really owe a debt of gratitude to Joe Pyne and some of the other early pioneers?
Well, again, it's always been about personality, and it really isn't even Joe Pyne. It's any kind of personality that's a storyteller that has something to say. So, you know, Mark Twain or Will Rogers or any of these guys who were in the very beginning of just being storytellers and personalities, audiences respond. And so that's really the whole idea, is getting an engaging character with stories that matter and are relevant. And there's much, much more about how to become a powerful storyteller in Beyond Powerful Radio. And in fact, if anyone is interested, you can go to www.beyondpowerfulradio.com and read more about the book, or creatingpowerfulradio.com. Both of them have excerpts and information about it. But at the end of the day, it's always the storyteller. There are no boring stories, only boring storytellers. And nothing in this life is boring if someone is engaging when they talk about it, and if they have humor, and if they use the language correctly, and if they are somebody who has passion about what they're talking about.
That's great. We're talking to Valerie Geller. Beyond Powerful Radio is her book. Now, Valerie, you're back here in Los Angeles. You're going to be speaking at the Worldwide Radio Summit in Hollywood, California. What is the theme of this year's summit, and what are you going to be speaking about?
Well, we're actually talking about new media, which is, you know, creating powerful communicators across all platforms. That the platform doesn't matter. It really matters about what you say. Once upon a time in a far-off land, there was a princess and a monster. It's really about becoming a more powerful storyteller. AllAccess.com, which is a radio information site, it's run by Joel Denver, who is based in Malibu, California. And Joel has been involved in the radio industry for about 40 years. And he is the ringleader of this worldwide radio summit through his company, AllAccess.com. And it's for the music industry and the broadcasting industry, and it's looking at the future. There will be people gathering at the W Hotel in Hollywood from all over the world on April 29th and 30th. I'm speaking on Saturday the 30th at 2 o'clock. And again, if people would like more information, if you go to AllAccess.com, you can read more about it. Or if you go to GellerMedia.com, GellerMedia.com, hit the agenda page, you'll see all of the information for the Worldwide Radio Summit.
That's great. We've been talking to Valerie Geller, author of the book Beyond Powerful Radio, A Communicator's Guide to the Internet Age. Valerie, if people are intrigued by what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
If they would like to go to Geller Media, G-E-L-L-E-R, media.com, or beyondpowerfulradio.com, which has information about the new book, or creatingpowerfulradio.com. There's also on Beyond Powerful Radio, we stuck up some videos and different things, so people can learn more about it. But again, at essence, tell the truth, make it matter, and never be boring. If you just remember those three things, those are the essence of creating powerful communicators.
Words to Live by Valerie Geller. Valerie, it has been a delight having you as my guest on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Thank you so much.